Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in about 30 minutes. It is the 15th of August, 7:05 in the morning. And then news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Sue is at the helm today.
Good morning, Carl.
My never-ending cycle of producers, all of whom are great. But, Sue, you're in a category by yourself.
Thank you.
Do you have the weather?
I do. It's going to be sunny, and it is going to be a scorcher today. It's high 108 and a low of 79. Wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour tonight. Now, tomorrow's high 107, a low of 79, backing down to 102 for Thursday under sunny skies, and mostly clear with a low of 74 for Thursday night. Friday's high 97, so, yes, a little bit cooler and a low of 70. And by the weekend, looks like temperatures only in the low 90s, so that's a great break. We need to get away from these triple-digit temperatures because these are the kind of temperatures that can be deadly. So please do not leave your pets or seniors or your children in a car, even if you've got to run in for a quick errand and come back out. Now, it is currently clear in downtown Reading, 75 degrees. And, Carl, what a weird night last night. We had all those clouds roll in. It was sprinkling at times. And it looks like we might see increasing clouds tonight, same action.
Wow. Wow. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They have absolutely fabulous customer service relations with their customers. They treat them as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and more ways that they can help you with your propane needs. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Yesterday, I took the horse out, who is recovering, and just sprayed her down with a hose. And she just stood there, and she loved it, and just let it drip there. By the time, though, that I got her back, getting ready to put her back in her stall, she pretty much dried. It was pretty warm yesterday, and Linda was out there this morning. That's why she's running a little bit late to get everything done, because it's going to be we got a very busy day today. But I want to jump into this Trump indictment. You know, this Trump indictment is different than the rest of them, the one from Georgia. First of all, the USA Today, of course, is just happier than pigs in poop. It's a 98-page indictment, and it comes under the RICO statutes. Now, the RICO, if I can find this exactly where it was, to tell you exactly what it is, RICO is the racketeering
It's a law that came up for mobsters, basically.
Yeah, and Nixon signed it.
Right.
But I'm trying to get the exact definition of it. Racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations. And it was signed by Nixon, and it was to go after the mafia. And Rudy Giuliani used it and just hammered the mafia. Well, this prosecutor in Georgia is charging Trump and 18 others under the RICO statutes. And you can get higher sentences. And in Georgia, these crimes carry a minimum 5-year prison sentence and up to 20 years. They have to show a pattern of criminal activity involving several people rather than an isolated crime. This allows her to lay out, indict the 18 people, all of whom are close Trump advisors. So what she's doing, she's going after the whole Trump, inner circle on this case. And the, what else here? It's about, it's for, allegedly, going after trying to change the outcome of an election, trying to put different people in there, telling elected officials lies to make happens. It's the even though this is the fourth time he's been indicted this year, this one is kind of the big one. And she's used it before, the prosecutor, going after school teachers who had changed the test grades of their students, you know, for the nationals. And she got that. She won that. And but here's the thing is, when a prosecutor goes after somebody, they're using the taxpayers' money, and she's got an infinite sum of that to go after anybody she's looking for, just like our DA does. I mean, frankly. And so they can come in and put out all these charges, all of these things, it's going to cost Trump and those 18 other people millions of dollars to defend themselves on this.
Absolutely.
And as we have seen in the past on some of these, that even if they're found at the end not guilty, they're still out millions of dollars. So what she's doing is she's putting this case out during the primaries. And it's kind of interesting how all of these cases broke right as the primaries are starting, right before the election. And, you know, and frankly, over other things that we've seen against Trump, if you don't think that this is, they may not call each other and get around a cauldron of bubbling oil, all the prosecutors, they're following each other's cases.
They absolutely are.
I'm sure they're sharing stuff. Mm-hmm. I think you can probably do that. An attorney for the that was in the public defender's office in Fulton County said Rico has a tendency to sensationalize the cases. And also, the prosecutor says she likes to bring the cases, telling reporters last year that Rico is a tool that allows a prosecutor's office and law enforcement to tell the whole story. Well, it really doesn't make any difference what she's charged him under, because this is going to be going to court. The thing that getting everybody else, that's how she could do with Rico. She's got a group of individuals, many of whom, probably most of them, maybe none of them, live in Georgia, that she can charge on this now. It has said Rico simply requires two crimes to have been committed by conspirators, known as predicate acts. When you boil it down, it's a very tough statute. You bring everything in, including the kitchen sink in the indictment. In this case, you have many people working together, quote, to overthrow the election. What it means for him is after Trump had called the Secretary of State of Georgia, asked him to find enough votes for Trump to win the state. Trump has described the call as perfect. Another major aspect of the indictment deals with the Trump campaign recruiting an alternate slate of presidential electors in an attempt to switch Georgia's results from President Joe Biden to Trump. 98-page indictment. And they're talking about meetings Trump had with state officials after the election. It notes the phone call. And the indictment accuses Trump and his aides of making false statements to state lawmakers in an effort to get them to appoint different presidential electors and soliciting Georgia's Justice Department officials to make false statements to officials in Georgia. Anyway, we'll see how this falls out.
I think it's just a way to tie him up.
Well,
so
they're doing a good job of it. Here's the thing is, though, they're finding that the people that pay attention, you know, people that read about this and read about, oh, my gosh, you know, it's dropping off. The amount of people that are following it is dropping it off. And it seems to have not made one difference, not one iota of difference in the Trump, in the people that support Trump.
Yeah, there was a thing on right before.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Running a little bit late today. Today before, we listened to some mornings, which were on the news, and the whole thing that came down with, of course, I don't know if it's on channel, so we're listening to Good Morning America about the Georgia, the whole thing that's coming down.
We were just addressing that.
Right.
And the, you know, 98-page indictment, all this. But here's something that I just find, this now, if you want to, see me upset. I'm not upset about this because I can, you know what? They're doing anything they can to Trump. Now, is he
criminal
guilty?
Organization? Yeah, they called it.
Yeah, the RICO, racketeering influence crime organization. Now, if he's guilty, he needs to be punished for it.
Yes.
But here's the one that kind of really got stuck in my craw here. Hillary Clinton's being interviewed by Rachel Maddow, and she, when they ask her about this, "Oh, I can't believe this," Clinton said, breaking out into laughter. "Honestly, I don't think it would be under these circumstances. Yet another set of indictments." And then she goes on talking about how people need to be punished if they, you know, if they've done things wrong. This is the same Hillary Clinton that walked after having thousands of documents, classified documents, destroying documents, all of these things, and she walks. And she's sitting on TV being interviewed and thinking, "Oh, justice should be served." That's you know what, the thing that really piqued me this morning was that.
Yeah, I hear that. Now, we got to take a break. And I'm sorry I was late. You know, like, when it's hot
told him you're out with the horse.
When it's hot
sure
like
okay.
this, you know, I was out there at 5, dark, you know, doing the chores, have to do that every day. And then Carl's going to have, so I'm going to be taking off over at 7:45. Did you tell him about, okay. He doesn't want anybody to know. He's got to have his
Why don't you just say it, Linda? You already have.
No, he's got a cracked tooth. He's got to have a tooth pulled. And you know how that is. It's been hard for the last 4 or 5 days. Emergency, they're getting you in. There's a new guy that's taken over Dr. Farrell's practice. That's where you've been going, and they've worked their schedule to get you in. So that's a good thing. So if you see Carl smiling with his mouth closed, you'll know why. We got to take a break.
Yeah, hey, why don't you talk about scars I have on my body? Huh? How about that? How about that one on my left? How about the one on that goes up my leg?
Anyway, cornerstone community.
Into my buttock. From being,
you want to do this read?
48 stitches right there. Yeah, no, I was telling about that.
There is one.
I've got
motorcycle.
Why don't you just tell everything? Just go on.
Come on, 7:17. We've got to take
a break. We'll be right back.
Of summer, Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the exposed studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank, where we have three locations in Reading, Hartnell at California Street, and a Riverside in Red Bluff. Professional banking committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Before we took a break, we did have a phone call. Thanks for hanging on. Chris, you have a comment. Something I guess you told our producer, Sue, that you wanted to talk about Trump.
Yeah, about the Trump and the onslaught and the vicious attacks. On, you know, it's just relentless. So with what limited brain capacity I have left, I was just kind of sitting back and looking at the big picture. I think the internal polling within the Democratic Party and the polls from the major media networks, I think they see not a good outcome for the left. So I think this onslaught is all about the Supreme Court.
Ooh.
Trump has a history of appointing conservative Supreme Court justices. They are so afraid of him getting in office because I think at least one, if not maybe two, Supreme Court seats will come up during the next presidential term.
No, I'm sure it is. And one of the reasons that I could support Trump, among his other capricious things he did, was he gave out a list of people he was going to appoint to the, you know, he would put up for an appointment to the Supreme Court, and they were constitutionalists. That's the final, you know, that's the final wall between anarchy and the Constitution there. And that was the main reason I supported him. That and the federal judges he would put in there. And I haven't looked at it the way you have, Chris, but I think you're right. You know, I mean, what they want, they don't care who's in there as long as they can put two justices on the Supreme Court.
Correct.
And change it.
Yep. They are terrified of Trump because right, wrong, or indifferent, just like you said. If for no other reason, this is a reason to vote for Trump. It's the Supreme Court going forward and the, you know, and the constitutional laws of our nation.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yesterday, I was with a friend who we were discussing our version of the political nature here in Reading. And, you know, the very thing that she said is what a mess it's going to be when the president, this presidential election. And, you know, she's conservative, married to somebody who's liberal. And, you know, this is where you can live with somebody, agree with them, love them. You know, you just have different outlooks on life, especially if, you know, you grew up in a household where maybe union has always been democratic. But I don't think there should, what's happened is, and we've seen this all, is either side, if you follow another side, you're almost depicted as if you're super Republican and they're a Democrat. You know, you feel this energy going on where it's like, well, so that doesn't mean that they're bad or they're a Democrat and it's, oh, you're a Republican. Like, it's become a very divisive, ugly. You know, when I was getting my driver's license the other day, I wanted to change my status to independent. And in order to do so, I think you have to, when you're filling out, you know, like what, and I don't even know why that matters. Why does that matter when you're taking your driver's license, what your political affiliation is?
They're trying to get people to vote and are trying to register people. But I don't see I don't see why it has to be on there. I don't know. Well, because they take it off the DMV, then they can look at the voter rolls and say, okay, this person, okay, this is how many Democrats, this is how many Republicans, this is how many independents. I could understand that. This is one way of doing it. So, hey, right here in Reading, a group of small business owners, employees, friends, and family gathered in front of the Shasta County Administration Building on Court Street yesterday. Protesting Senate Bill 533, a bill in the legislature that would require training for employees and not require them to confront shoplifters who allegedly are charged with a misdemeanor for stealing anything worth less than $950. So this one guy says this would make him or his employees the criminal. So what they're saying is if the criminals can come into your store, you cannot confront them. Even if you say, hey, ma'am, would you put that back? If there's anything that, you know, if the guy gets injured or the criminal gets injured by, in any ways, you are now held liable for it. If your employee tried to stop them in confrontation, you're just nicely stopping them, the shoplifter or thief. If they get hurt, the person who is stopping them, whether it's the owner or the employee, they are the felons. And inflation is coming on. You know, in fact, I just read yesterday that American families are spending $700 more a month than they were 2 years ago. And this is after Biden was talking about, oh, Biden economics, oh, they're working. No, they're not. $700 a month.
How do they do that? How does one
just
do that?
Just taxes and cost know, but, of milk and all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I went grocery shopping yesterday. I believe that there's a couple items that are $2 more.
Than they
$2
were last,
more.
Yeah, than they were last week. Okay. When milk, they talk about that all the time, inflation. Anyway, this group of people, I'm going to try and get this guy on. His name's Jag Rondwell. And get him on here. Because this new state bill, 533, I think that's it. Yeah, 553, is going to make it so you've got to, you know, there you have to train your employees to step back and just let these thieves and just rob you blind, which is just BS. And then take a look what happened to Nordstrom's day before yesterday.
It was just terrible.
Oh, my God. They're organized gangs that are coming in there and hitting
can
it.
You imagine if you're shopping, and, you know, that's kind of a release outlet for many of us. We just kind of, it's kind of like you just, maybe you don't buy anything, but you just want to look and get lost and see what they're showing and feel fabric and, and, you know, that would be like, it's like a mob.
It is a mob.
Your space is being mobbed.
And stolen from. It is. It's a flash mob to come in and steal things.
I'm just saying that your piece, it would be like you're in a mall or you're at a, standing in line someplace and this havoc breaks out. And you kind of wonder why people aren't really, you know, it's, kind of scary to go out. Kind of like, what happened? I just like want to stand in line and get a cup of coffee, or kind of want to go to the theater, or kind of want to just go do something that's...
You just want to go out in public because you can, and then there's a mob there that's stealing everything. They don't care. They're pushing people down. They're, you know, the whole thing. Okay. Another good reason for the concealed carry. When you feel like your life is in danger. I'm just telling you, that's what it's for. It's to protect your life and the lives of your loved ones. 7:30 in the morning, 74 degrees out there. And
we have a studio full of people.
Oh, and we're going to bring them in right after this break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 15th of August, 7:35 in the morning, 74 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading and our favorite place to shop. 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, locally operated. They're really good people down there. We are here today with a full studio from the Reading Veterans Home, which is the California Veterans Home in Reading. And
that's
we've
right.
been going through like 5 minutes of different names, but that's essentially, it's out in Knighton Road. You know what I'm talking about. And we've got, with us,
Darlene Moudron and Mark Wilkinson. Of course, we've got Linda and Frank. Good morning, everybody.
Linda Kent and Frank Rose.
So all mics are open, Sue.
Can you hear on that?
Yeah.
Nope, I can't.
Okay.
That mic, I'm trying to figure it out.
All right, that's okay. All right. Well, let's bring you back over here.
You may not be able to hear with it, but you can talk on
yeah.
it. Yeah, we can
right.
hear you.
Okay. All right, so we're here today to talk a little bit about what is the topic, first of all. The first question we want to ask is, what is the title of the home? Give us a little background on yourself and how long have you worked at the home. Shall we start with Darlene and Mark?
Sure. Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to be here this morning. It's an honor to be on the program to talk about the Reading Veterans Home. My name is Darlene Moudron, and I'm the public information officer at the home. I have been working there since last May, following a 26-year career in public safety and law enforcement with the Sacramento Police Department and Shascom 911.
Fantastic. Oh, well, that was very prepared. Mark.
How are you doing? I've been at the home since July of 2014, so I go back a little ways at the home. And originally I functioned as the recreation therapist on the skilled nursing side, primarily the memory care unit. And now I've been, for about a year and a half, I've been the supervisor of the wonderful activities team at the home. So
cool.
Very proud.
Oh, supervisor. Okay, so we got to talk about that. I've got some ideas for Christmas.
Good.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And
all
Linda?
Right.
Well, I'm the president of the Northern...
All right, come on over here.
You're talking to mine.
Okay. I'm the president of the Northern California Veterans Support Committee, and we work with the home, and Frank is definitely my right-hand man. So we want to talk about different things that we got going on.
Okay, so hi, Frank. Frank's on the other side of the room, and it's just too hard to move all these microphones around. Okay, so what do you have going on?
Well, I'm going to let them take over and kind of talk about the relationship with the committee and the home and different things that we've done. And then they, you know, with the holidays coming up, they may have some requests or something. So why don't you want to take that? I know Darlene's like, what? But come on. I mean, we've just started working together the last year or so, mm-hmm. and we've come a long ways with the relationship. And what kind of things have we done together or planning on doing?
I would say over the last year, we've definitely worked hard to improve transparency and form a strong bond with you. We all have the same goal, which is to serve our veterans. I'm fortunate enough to have been invited to your meeting since last July, and I agree that we've totally formed a great
yes.
relationship. We have lots of events coming up in, let's see, August 24th. You guys are coming out to the home with some cool motorcycles to do a large barbecue for us, and then Mark can speak more as to the Christmas things that will be coming up.
You know, when we talk about the Veterans Home, you know, it's how many veterans are out there?
We have the ability to house up to 150 residents. We currently have 119.
And our, that's because?
It's a lot of reasons. We're actively recruiting and hiring staff.
It's usually the staff, though,
yeah.
not having enough skilled workers there. Otherwise,
yeah, regulations,
you could bring them all in.
Sure, regulations require that we have a you know certain proportion of nurses and staff to care for our veterans, so we don't want to overwhelm ourselves, but we get applications daily. Our admissions crew is amazing at getting people lined up, and we have, I think, 5 admissions coming up in the next month or so.
Admissions being coming into the home.
New veterans coming into the home.
Okay, yeah. And there's two different sections to the home. Is that right, Martin?
Yep.
It's your regular ambulatory walk around, drive, whatever, and then a assisted care or a mental or not mental, but memory care.
Right. Yeah. So we have 60 beds for the skilled nursing side of the home, and then we have 90 beds potentially for the residential care facility for the elderly, or RCFE, which is very similar to assisted living. Those
okay.
folks on that side are more what you spoke of. You know,
yeah, but you have other people in there, though, that still walking and talking and driving
absolutely.
Their cars and all that. This is, you know.
Very active.
Yeah, very active.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What would you... So the main thing then is just the getting the skilled assistants in there to be able to put in the remaining 50 people.
Yeah, we're always hiring actively. Yeah. If people are interested, they can go to calcareers.ca.gov, and they should be able to do a geographic job search, choose Department of Veterans Affairs, and then all of the jobs that are open at the home will pop up.
In this place, the home, if you haven't been out to the home, it's really, really a nice place. You all have done a lot, and the volunteers have done a lot with that. Yeah, I mean, it's a very pleasant place. There's always things being added into it. Fish tanks, or was it a koi pond? What was it, a koi pond?
Fish pond. Fish tanks. No,
fish
no koi
tanks.
Pond.
No koi pond, but that's next. But the fish tanks came in there, yeah.
Yeah, we do have, three fish tanks. Yeah. I learned how to take care of those fish tanks. Yeah.
Okay, so you all have a close relationship, and I have to leave. I've got another appointment this morning, as Linda shared with the world. I met Darlene yesterday.
Yes.
Not about this. Is the Shasta County Marines and Friends. We meet. Now we're meeting more because we put on the Marine Corps ball every year. And Rick Marchand, who's out at the VA home a lot.
Also one of our wonderful volunteers.
One of the volunteers here. Asked Darlene to come to the meeting. Oh, by the time the meeting is over, she's now our secretary. And she already got the minutes out to me. And then I'm thinking of other things. I'm looking at a year retiring and just hand it to her. But that's when I met you. And you are a very dynamic person. And we want to get, we as a royal, we all of us wants to get the veterans home out into the public more.
Absolutely.
You know, so people can come out there and see it. Mm-hmm. And there's so many events you're going to be doing. And we're going to take an early break, and then y'all can talk about that.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Gold Leaf Nursery. If they've got several varieties, Linda. Here you go. Crepe myrtles. Dwarf, if I can say it. Semi-dwarf, if I can say that. And full size to choose from right now. They're on sale along with all the roses, though we do have a lot of roses. If you're looking for particular trees or shrubs, fruit plants, you name it, Golden Leaf Nursery has it. And they are just really good people, locally owned, locally operated. They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to, gosh, probably not used to having me here on Tuesday. Yeah, I am happy to be here today, though. Carl's just left the building. The Colonel has left the building. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. This is your talk radio, along with streaming at KCNR1460.com. We'll hear a weather update with Sue in a little bit, but right now we're here talking veterans events. We've got Linda, Frank, Darlene, and Mark. But Darlene, I want to say before we go into some more of these questions, we're talking about the veterans home that last night after, or the night before when Carl came back from the Marine Corps meeting about the Marine Corps ball. He said, my God, this gal came in. You've got to meet her. She is so dynamic. He went on and on. And you can't, you've got to, when you come to the show, she's going to come in. So nice to know that people say nice things behind your back.
That is nice.
And that's when I like to really share things about when people say good things behind your back, right?
That's great. Thank you.
All right. So you're
and it's very true, Linda. Yeah. Let me interrupt there. It's very true. She's been a wonderful person in both of them. You know, in the last year or so with the committee, we've come a long ways. We work well together, and she is just dynamic. And you ask her to be somewhere, do something, she's Johnny.
Fantastic. So, you know, I've been here, what, 15, 16 years, and Carl, so the whole veteran thing became very apparent in my life when we got married and we started doing all these things with the Marine Corps and the Veterans Home and how we could support veterans. And so, Darlene, I would just like to ask a little bit about your background. How did you come to having this love and then moving into taking your position here with the Veterans Home?
First and foremost, my dad is a Coast Guard veteran.
There we
go. So there's not that many of them.
All right.
I have always been drawn to public service. I started as a police dispatcher when I was 20. I was a police officer in the academy when I was 24. And then shortly after 9/11, I realized that wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. And I went back to dispatch. I was a supervisor for a while and just worked a lot of long hours and had a 26-year career and just started looking for something else and stumbled across this job and landed it.
I love that.
I loved it from day one.
When you think about dispatchers, what a dispatcher has to be able to articulate, get the information, articulate it forward. He didn't leave too long. He might be just down the road, but it's Carl on the phone. So, buddy.
You know what? I've got to mention Linda Kent. People know Linda Kent. She's on Sunday morning shows, but also the Bitcoin show in the afternoon. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about all the good things that Linda Kent does for veterans and for other organizations.
Well, thank you.
She's one of the main players in that volunteers group out there to help veterans. And so many people say, oh, yeah, we honor our veterans, but Linda Kent really does in her group. And I neglected to say that before I left. So, Linda, I really, really appreciate, and the community appreciates what you do for our veterans.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thanks, Carl.
Well, that's all I had to say. Bye.
All right. You came on not too long ago. We're discussing some very interesting, in-depth details that we weren't aware of
with the committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't aware of that and where we've started and where we've come to and with the home, with the committee.
And fostering. I love how you talked about fostering the funds. That stuck with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
The funds, where they came from and what you do with them and how you have to really think. The committee gets together
right.
How we're going to disperse these things, and it's So let's go on about what type of events do the home and the committee work together on? Let's move forward.
Well, historically, I've been there a little while since 2014, so I've known Linda and Frank for quite some time, and they've been very generous, and the committee's been very generous with our veterans. And recently, a lot of our veterans go to the meetings and request things, so. That's what it's all about. It's a relationship between us as staff members in the home and the support committee, but more importantly, the veterans themselves. Over the years, the support committee's given the vets a portable dance floor, which we've used quite often, plaques for special events, exercise equipment, ceremonial flags for all the branches of the military, which Frank has trained me over the years to make sure the flags are in the proper order.
Etiquette.
Right, Frank?
There we go.
Yep.
I wouldn't even know what that is, but it's a visual.
I took a picture, so I can check on it every once in a while to make Frank proud. Pool table repairs. Pool and billiards, that's a big deal around our home. A bumper pool table. Sunshade project. And outside benches and cushions, a large outside canopy, medical aid equipment, hearing devices, cable TV subscriptions, special event barbecues, T-shirts, and then most recently a computer for the veterans, which they requested. So very exciting.
Very wonderful. Okay, so now what we're talking about here, folks, if you're just tuning in, is we've got a group of people here who support our veterans out at the Veterans Home, the Reading Veterans Home. But we talk about these like committees that help along with the lives and the needs. Now, just because we're in the home, there's certain things. Of course, we're taken care of medically, but there's certain things. It's just like living, activities and what your lifestyle can be once you're in this home. Like now you no longer have your yard, or you may have those things, but you've got this place. So what are your creature comforts?
Right. And a lot of times after the home was built, they didn't realize, certain things that the residents would be asking for or needing or wanting. Like Mark just read off some of the stuff that we've helped supply. I mean, who would have thought that they needed an area for a dance floor or something like that, mm-hmm. There's a lot of them that are still very active out there.
Right.
So they're in need of different things.
Now, we talked about, did you say, okay, you have the capacity for 190, 100?
150 is the
150
capacity.
And right, you're 119, did I hear?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And that you're always looking to fill personnel.
Yeah, we need more personnel, but we definitely have wait lists for each level of care. So the need is there. We just need more employees.
So I recall going out there once at Christmas time, and there were four units. There were like four corners of
neighborhoods.
And there's five. So the fifth one would then be, is that the memory?
Yeah, we do have a memory care wing as well. Yeah.
All right. And that was really fun because each little neighborhood had a different kind of motif.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like Mount Shasta, McLeod.
Yeah.
Help me out, guys. You work out there.
Shasta, Lassen, McLeod, Klamath, and Trinity.
Yeah.
So local flair to all of our neighborhoods.
So let's talk a little bit about volunteers. Linda, when you've come on before, that's a question that we need to discuss here about the home's needs. People are always thinking about, what can I do? I need to support. I just don't know, because after a while it becomes gray. You can't get a clear vision. What are some of the needs that you have, that right now you can tell our listeners?
Go, you take that part, Mark.
I'll take it. Volunteering is very exciting. We couldn't do a lot of our activities and a lot of our other things within the home without our strong volunteer program. Jackie Cushman is our volunteer coordinator, and we're always accepting volunteer applications. She does an amazing job with matching up that volunteer and the application with the volunteer's interests and that person's interests and what they can bring to the home as well.
Go ahead.
I kind of lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt.
I was going to say, if you don't want to volunteer in the home, you can always volunteer on one of, like, the committee that I have for the home, which we meet once a month.
Yep.
I didn't mean to cut you off there. But so there's many aspects for the volunteers.
So
if you want to help out, we can always use
extra. How does somebody do that? How does somebody, if somebody wants to volunteer right now and they're thinking, oh my God, I'm going to do that this year. It's on my list. Right now you can go to.
They can either come straight out to the home and get a volunteer application or call Jackie Cushman, 224-3828, either way there, or they can call my office, Mark Wilkinson, at 224-2829, either way.
All right, let's talk about the holidays, because that's always a time when people start to feel blue, away from their families, or if they're widowed, or lots of reasons. What are your plans, and what do you need over the holidays?
Well, plans, first of all, very exciting this year. Last couple years, we couldn't do a lot of our old traditions, so this year we can invite groups into the home, and we're able to have more guests, singing groups, hopefully more children's groups to come in and bring a lot of joy to the home. We do have a tradition since we opened called Adopt a Vet. You can't take our veterans or adopt them personally, but you can adopt them as kind of their surrogate Santa Claus, if you will. So we do have that program. I don't have the date in front of me for when it's exactly going to start, but it's sometime in the second week of November. And there'll be more to come on that for our Facebook page, wouldn't you say, Darlene?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And what that is you can come out and pull a tag off the tree and adopt that particular vet for Christmas. And there's a little list of that exact veteran, what they like for, you know, what they kind of asked for Christmas, and get the community involved as much as possible. And it's just a lot of fun, really neat.
Yeah,
thing.
And those vets all get adopted so quickly that we actually have group gifts too, group
it's
ideas.
Amazing.
We always need, you know, coffee or laundry pods or, you know, alcohol for happy hour or whatever. So it doesn't just have to be an individual vet. You can come and grab a tag to
or bingo prizes
whatever.
Or other events throughout the year. Pizza parties.
Are you doing the Christmas tree? We didn't do that for two or three years. I'm sure it was COVID related, but where you had the big people were called, and I know that I did it with a group of 10 or 15 women, and the boxes came out. We all just did a major tree and all the different neighborhoods. And are you guys doing that this year?
Doing it a little different, more so like sponsoring particular events. And if you wanted to sponsor like a pizza party or a bingo event or things like that, you could call either Jackie, myself, or Darlene, and we can push you in the right direction.
Sounds like fun. And do you have, like you said, entertainment out there as well, right? So if people are thinking about what do they do if you've got like a group that's a trio or a duo or like a quartet, and maybe working on some music. What a great way to be able to grow yourself by helping others.
We'd love to have you. Please call out to the home and ask for the activities department or Mark, and I would love to foster that.
That's great.
Yeah, what's nice is it has opened up this year. You mentioned COVID, mm-hmm. so you don't have to be masked and you don't have to do a lot of that stuff that we had to do for a couple years. So you're more free out there to interact with the residents of the home with
Absolutely.
Different activities.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great meeting and seeing you all again. Just never forget that we have the most fabulous veterans home. And Frank's pointing right now. We've got a minute left.
I got a brochure that I will leave. Again, we're always looking for volunteers, like with the committee and stuff. So, usually we meet the fourth Tuesday of the month at Lulu's. Somehow we got put to the fifth Tuesday. I think that was my fault, but at 6 p.m. on the fifth Tuesday of this month, we'll be at Lulu's. So come join us.
That's great. All right, you guys, we're going to, head out of here. And Sue's at the helm. We'll be right back with the Reading Rancheria and all good things that's happening out there. There's always great information here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
And thanks for having us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Watch U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, a withdrawal that our military affairs analyst says has had disastrous consequences.
What it is just something to spur on our enemies to, you know, renew their hostility and use the mechanisms at their disposal against us.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says al-Qaeda is again exerting considerable influence in Afghanistan, and rooting out the terrorist group is the reason the U.S. went into Afghanistan in the first place. China, Iran, and Russia, all emboldened by the chaotic U.S. withdrawal, according to McGinnis. Former President Trump has been indicted for a fourth time, this time in the Democrat stronghold of Fulton County, Georgia. 41 counts in the 97-page indictment, including conspiracy and racketeering, for allegedly trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The Trump campaign writes on Truth Social, these activities by Democrat leaders constitute a grave threat to American democracy. Today is a deadline for the Department of Justice to respond to Hunter Biden's lawyers regarding reviving part of a plea deal decried by Republicans as a sweetheart deal.
Hunter Biden's legal team is pushing to keep part of a plea deal they reached with the prosecutor. His attorneys argued in court documents that an agreement sparing him prosecution on a felony gun charge still is in place, even though the plea deal on misdemeanor tax offenses largely unraveled last month. The prosecutor, Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, has since been named a special counsel in the Biden investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We are seeing a sell-off this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down 310 points. The Nasdaq is off 115. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now, and I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Russia's central bank makes a large interest rate hike, 3.5 percentage points.
The bank's move is designed to fight inflation and strengthen the ruble after the country's currency reached its lowest value since early in the war with Ukraine. The decision to bring the key rate to 12% came after an emergency meeting of the bank's board of directors was called a day earlier as the ruble declined. The fall comes as Moscow increases military spending and Western sanctions weigh on its energy exports. The Russian currency passed 101 rubles to the dollar on Monday and lingered there Tuesday, losing more than a third of its value since the beginning of the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's president calling for deeper security cooperation with the U.S. and Japan to address North Korea's nuclear threat, saying his upcoming summit with the U.S. and Japanese leaders at Camp David will set a new milestone in trilateral cooperation. News and analysis, townhall.com. A newly formed third party is looking at fielding a presidential candidate next year.
They call themselves the No Labels Party, made up of veteran politicians from both sides who hear voters saying they're not happy with either the Democratic or Republican frontrunners. And the No Labels Party just petitioned its way onto ballots in North Carolina, the 10th state in which it qualifies for next year's election. No Labels Party backers, who include Senator Joe Manchin and former Senator Joe Lieberman, are promising to produce a unity ticket if the major parties nominate divisive presidential and vice presidential candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Louisville Public School District students return to class Friday, part of a staggered reopening. The return comes as administrators reboot a new student transportation arrangement. It melted down on the first day of school. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this Tuesday edition here. Linda Bott sitting in for the entire 8 o'clock hour here. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and KCNR1460.com. Streaming online, we've got a good juicy hour coming up. I got to say, I'm glad I'm sitting in here on this Tuesday. Love what we've got coming up. But first, Sue, our beautiful news morning news with the Sue McClain News Hour of Stateover. To produce this morning segment. And Sue, how are you?
I am fabulous, and today it's gonna sizzle. Today, sunny and hot with a high of 108, and tonight, increasing clouds, a lot like yesterday. I know the weather was kind of strange last night. We're expecting more of the same later on this evening, then decreasing clouds, and tomorrow's high 107. Now today, wind gusts could reach up to 20 miles per hour, so batten down the hatches. By Thursday, sunny and 102 with a low of 74, then gradually temperatures will start decreasing by Friday. Friday's high 97 with a low of 70. For your weekend, sunny and warm with highs in the low 90s. And Monday's high, sunny and 92. And don't forget, it's back to school week this week. Be careful in those school zones. You got to slow it down. It's currently clear, 75 degrees in downtown Reading. If you're traveling, expect delays on Interstate 5 between Dunsmuir and just north of Mount Shasta and between Black Butte and near Edgewood. Also on Interstate 5, all kinds of havoc at Highway 3 and Interstate 5 for the next couple miles just north of Highway 3. Expect delays on 299 heading towards the coast due to ongoing construction, heavy construction in downtown Reading affecting Placer, West Street, Willis, Chestnut, and in that vicinity as well. And on 273, expect delays from Wyndham Lane to Buenaventura Boulevard. One of two lanes closed. Now, Linda, back to you.
All right. Thanks. You know what? I love the in-depth. You know, you're right there. You've got all the... all of the traffic stuff too that's pulled up in front of you. That is really, especially with the morning drive like this. But okay, guys, like I said, I'm going to forego a lot of brought to you bys because we're going to get spend some juicy in. I'm going to ask some questions just because I just kind of go free, like what they call in musician. We just are. I'm going to vibe. We're gonna riff. We just don't even know. So let's go because. With us this morning, we've got Mike Hollowell, who is the tribal attorney for Reading Rancheria. We're going to be talking a lot of things that are going on with your local agreement, with the county, dispel anything. You're going to come up with the great words, the great legal terms.
That's
and we're going to clarify some things. So people will hear something and make up. This is natural anyway, just I think in human nature, to hear a word, make up a sentence, and then believe it.
Like
so
that.
We're here to really talk about clearing and getting the realness from the horse's mouth, Mike Hollowell. And also with us this morning is my beautiful friend who just keeps impressing the hell out of me all the time is Maria Roscoe. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. So where do you guys want to start? Mike?
All right, let's jump off. So,
let's jump off.
You know, I think it's important to dispel some rumors. I was asked to come on to the talk show. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
And talk about the local agreement. You know, I think Tracy Edwards, the tribe CEO, was here previously and touched on it.
But I want to provide some context because I had the opportunity to be in on the ground floor from the beginning, and it kind of plays out like a story. And if it's okay, I'd like to start from the beginning.
And that's great. And when we say it, can you say what it is?
The local agreement.
All right. And the local agreement, which is?
Between the tribe and the county, and it relates to the I-5 casino relocation project.
There we go, from the very beginning.
Perfect. So this all starts back in January 2019. You know, I think it's important to recognize that at that time, the county retained a national law firm, Perkins & Coie. They're out of D.C., and Jenna McLean is a partner with that firm, and she has a tremendous amount of experience working for governments, quite frankly, when it comes to litigation and opposing some of these casino relocation projects. So from day one, when we saw the county retained that outside counsel, we had concerns that this was going to be an uphill battle as we worked with some of the local governments. 4 months later, we met with county CEO at the time, Larry Lease, and they provided, the county provided agreement to the tribe. Related to the casino project. It was the 30-year agreement. So the first agreement the tribe got from the county was for 30 years. And quite frankly, the numbers were astronomical. It asked for excess of $10 million up front and over $6 million annually, again, for 30 years. So we're talking an agreement that is almost $200 million. There was no data or anything to justify those numbers. And so at that time, the tribe simply asked for some backup. Where's the data to justify these astronomical numbers?
And that's reasonable.
Absolutely.
Any business, any company, any corporation, any person, any individual, that is reasonable.
Yeah, this would be the biggest agreement ever for the tribe, again, mm-hmm. 30 years. And we were meeting with, at the time, County Councilor Ruben Cruz and County CEO Larry Lease. We were told at that meeting that they would get information back to us, and we were ghosted, essentially. And about 4 months later, the county officially came out and opposed the project. So
in 4 months, you received no data.
No data, and then
and absolutely no communication.
No communication, and the county opposed the project. Fast forward to April of 2022, Supervisor Chimenti, I think he recognized economic development as being an opportunity to bring in some revenue to the local government. Measure A had failed, and at that point, the county supervisors voted to support the project. It was a 3-2 vote, and what came out of that, though, was a support letter, and that support letter went back to D.C. It's interesting, though, because, you know, the supervisors probably don't draft that letter. We don't know if staff draft that letter. We don't know if Perkins and Coie drafted that letter. But it was really a contingency letter. It said, hey, we support this project, contingent on us coming to terms on a local agreement.
And he's still at that point, no data.
No data at all. So for the next 8 months, through the rest of 2022, and I'm looking at my phone because I got a lot of players that we met with.
Well, there's a lot of statistics here, but since what we've talked about since you started, you still haven't received data.
No data.
We're at 2022 now, data with the $200 million project.
Correct.
So they say. Okay, go ahead.
And so we were meeting with CEO Matt Pontus at that time. Several pleasant meetings, good discussions, no data being shared. We were meeting with interim CEO Pat Minturn, assistant CEO Eric Magrini. We then were meeting with interim CEO Mary Williams. All of that to January of 2023, still no data. Again, the tribe was wanting to come to terms on a deal that was good for this community. And so at that time, the tribal council made the decision to let's put an agreement forward. And we put that agreement forward in January of this year, sent it to all the supervisors from the tribal council, copied the county CEO at the time. And that agreement was based off of an agreement the county has with Shasta Lake City. And we can go into those details after we get through this timeline. And so that was January. We got no feedback on that deal that we sent over until May of this year when County Council Jim Ross and Acting CEO Mary Williams reached out to us, and they signed another agreement. So now this was the second agreement that the tribe had received from the county. Only this agreement, the numbers went up.
From $200 million.
So I'm focusing now on law enforcement, okay. And so parsing out the law enforcement, it went up from $2.2 million every year that the county was requesting to $3.6 million.
Now, have you still received any data?
No.
I'm still stuck on that one. I still am just, like, hung up on that you've not received data up to this point. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so, and we were very frustrated in that meeting. And, again, to the point we hadn't received any data. And by that point, we were sharing data based off of the Shasta Lake deal. So we were calls for service. What's that dollar amount? Let's come up with a deal that we can actually go to our clients and say, here's what it's based off of. So we left that meeting upset, and we sent another agreement. The council, tribal council, approved at the end of June to send one more agreement to the county supervisors, and this time the county supervisors acted on that agreement. It took 3 weeks for them to place it on the July 25th agenda, but it was passed, and we're thankful it was passed. What we don't understand is what was happening behind the scenes. Was it staff not providing the data? Was it Perkins and Cooey that was running the show because there was such turnover within the county? But one thing we were concerned is, you know, to hear from the DA, to hear from the sheriff, to hear from the fire chief that they weren't included. I mean, we'd been sitting down for 4.5 years passing numbers, and if they weren't included, how did the county come up with an agreement that was almost $200 million? And at some point, we just need to move forward, and that's what the tribe did in putting forward an agreement.
All right, so we're going to talk more about this. You're listening to Mike Hollowell right now, who's the tribal attorney, and this is fascinating because we're really getting the nuts and bolts of what's happened with this agreement that people – it's been nebulous, very much so, for a lot of Reading and outlying areas about what so he said, she said. We're hearing right now from the tribal attorney the timeline. You can always go back, because we're not going to ask. We only got 45 minutes left. We're not going to ask Mike to repeat, but you can always go back to KCNR and listen to these archives about the timeline. Still 4.5 years, no data. We'll be right back.
Painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Did you know we have the best source of practical wisdom for living in human relationships available to us in the Bible?
That sounds like it might be Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon.
That's right. And these books are being taught this fall at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School right here in Reading.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Jane D'Angelo, and we're excited about Dr. Tom Meyer's Psalms and Wisdom Literature class, beginning Monday afternoon, September 5th through December 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. You can enroll for accredited college credit or audit. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's Word from memory.
Register today for Dr. Meyer's class. The wisdom you gain may change your life. So call 530-221-4275 and enroll for either credit or audit. That's 221-4275.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott on KTNR 96.5 FM. Carl is on assignment this morning. Don't you love that one? This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're among the highest rated hospital in the Centers for Medicare. Medicaid services also receive 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventive care, surgical complications, stroke, hip, and knee replacement. And for a complete list of all the ratings and categories, go to medicare.gov/hospital-compare. All right, back with a great subject here. We got Mike Hollowell, who is the tribal attorney for the Redding Rancheria, and Maria Orozco, who's all things, if you see, if she represents Redding Rancheria on all levels, as you've got this incredible title that's like 5 words long. What is it?
Public relations.
Oh, and
that all things in
all
public
things
relations.
Public relations. So I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you.
And Mr. Hollowell, we've discussed a lot in the first segment about the local agreement with the county, and still we're at a place that when an agreement was signed in July, I believe, this past year.
Yeah.
Had not received data.
No data.
Okay. Now, let's move forward to, like, and you were talking at the break. I said, hold it. Let's wait till we can share that about Shasta, out at Shasta Lake.
Yeah. So, you know, because we weren't receiving any data from the county, what we focused on was the law enforcement agreement between Shasta County and Shasta Lake City, right? Two governments, and it's an agreement for law enforcement services, very much what we were looking to contract with the county for. And again, the only public records we have for calls for service from Shasta Lake City is from 2012. But just perspective, in 2012, there was 10,842 calls for service, and Shasta Lake City paid just over $2.2 million for that service. As I understand, there was 300 calls for service to the current casino last year. So we have 10,000 plus calls for service, $2.2 million, 300 calls for service, and the county was asking for $3.6 million. And so what we've done is we've used the Shasta Lake City ratio between what they pay and calls for service to have a unit rate. And basically, Shasta Lake City pays approximately $200 per call for service. We took that and we said, well, let's pay 5 times that, $1,000 for call for service. And we know that should be enough to cover the back end, the DA, the public defender, any probation services, assuming that calls for service amounts to an arrest and a prosecution. So we very much think the $1,000 per call for service is a fair framework. It's also tied to a 3% adjustment annually. And that's a reoccurring fee that I could go back to my client and say, hey, this is based on data. There's a little bit more than what this other government's paying, but there's some fees that might not be caught in that, whether it's the DA, the probation. So that's how we got to the $1,000 per call for service. And I think that's just important. It's frustrating to learn that the DA and the sheriff weren't involved in negotiations. you know, and to the extent the tribe sent this agreement starting in January, going off this $1,000 per call for service, it sounds like the county staff did not include the sheriff or the DA in looking at the tribe's proposal. And that's frustrating.
So what kind of projects do you have going on currently in Shasta Lake City or future? Do you have projects out of Shasta Lake City?
So one of the entities of the tribe is the Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation, and they've partnered with K2 on a grant to provide infrastructure right now in Shasta Lake City. So there's a
huge developments happening out there. I mean, because the eyeglass guy out there, one time I think I went out there to get some lenses, and he showed me a rendering of what the proposal was, and I think it was K2 that was doing that. And it just looks like another beautiful, like what they're doing in downtown Redding. It's really going to be changing the whole face of Shasta Lake City.
Yeah, and, you know, probably in the future, the tribe also owns a commercial parcel there with, you know, Jeremy Hayward's the president of Redco, and they have plans one day to build a hotel there as well. So a lot of development in Shasta Lake City right now. Some of the infrastructure is going in, but it's great for the community up there.
How did you, and again, we're talking with the Mike Hollowell at this particular time, who is the attorney for Redding Rancheria. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because I don't think I've been able to maybe focus in and hone on you. And I'm liking the fact that you're somewhat, for me, a new face. And I'd like to know about where you grew up, how you got to this position, and where you went to law school, and all those good things. So our listeners get a part of that, too.
Yeah, I'll try to cover it quickly. So I'm a member of a federally recognized tribe, Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians, way up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan near the Canada border. That being said, I grew up in Santa Barbara County. I went to law school in Michigan, was not a fan of the snow, and knew I wanted to come back to California. So we came back to California. I passed the bar. My focus was federal Indian law. So I was looking for a tribal government to work for. And, thankfully this position opened up back in 2017, and, it's been great since then.
Well, isn't that great?
He's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So again, I want to do a shout out to Redding Rancheria and the people that you have in positions of authority. You know, so it's very nice to meet you, Mike. I don't know, maybe we've seen you on the peripheral, but to have you come and the fact that you've got this passion for tribal law, because this is kind of a sticky situation, not kind of, it has been a very sticky situation. You got people that are pro and con, but they just want, you know, what's clear. And so we're glad that you came on today to talk about what's happening with a local agreement. Where are we now?
So two things at play. You know, there's two avenues. There's this feed of trust process where the government, the Department of Interior, has to take the land into trust for gaming. Part of that is an environmental review. We're at the last stage of that environmental review. In fact, we expect the local cooperating agencies to get that report hopefully in the next month or so. So there's that avenue, and we're near the doorstep of the environmental review being finished. Then there's also this compact. And so in order to game, tribes have to have a contract with the state. And the tribe is near the end of approving a compact with the state of California, negotiated a compact with Governor Newsom. And what's key is that compact identifies the I-5 property as being eligible for Class 3 gaming once it goes into trust. And so I think tomorrow we have a hearing before the Assembly GO Committee. And once that hearing's over, we'll be ready for a floor vote on the Assembly floor and a floor vote on the Senate floor. So those are the two avenues, and we're near the finish line on both.
All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to explain to me compact, because I hear the word compact, but I want it in the legal terms of this compact agreement. Maybe you can break that down for the layman. And the second part that you're talking about, who's the committee the committees that the second part of the being finished. So what different committees have to agree on the last part you're talking about. There's a lot of things. You guys have been in the middle of it, but for those people who have kind of been dancing around and hearing little segments here, little bit segments there, this is now we're getting a beautiful breakdown of like a real classroom moment here on KCNR. Thanks, Mike. And Sue, let's take us out. And Quick and Clean Car Wash brings you this segment. Love their drive-through car washes. They have great, one of the best. You never leave with a streak or anything like that. They're on the corner. Been in business for over 100 years here. We love that. Very, very much involved with the Chamber of Commerce. Great people. So if you're looking for, you know, I don't want to take somebody to lunch because we, you know, we do this all the time. Get them a car wash. Get them five car washes and they'll be happy, happy, happy. All right, we'll be right back.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710. Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I love it. She's pounding on the door, pounding on the window. Linda, showtime. Well, let me tell you, I'm just fascinated here. There's really positive information in the room, and you know, this is Linda Bott. You're coming back. Carl's on assignment. So I'm here with Reading Rancheria Hour, and we are here with Maria Orozco who is everything public relations. And you've been listening to, this is the first time I think I've met or really had a grasp of Mike Holloway, who is the tribal attorney for Redding Rancheria. And before we took our break, there were two items you talked about. One was compact, and I said, please, could you break down what that means? And then there was a second item that you said, when you go into with the governor, explain all of that.
Yeah, so
break it down for us.
Break it down. So two steps here. The first step is the fee to trust process, and there's an environmental report. We're almost finished with that. That's ultimately going to take the land into trust for gaming purposes. So that's one path. We're near the finish line. The second path is the compact. Compact is a fancy word for a contract, and tribes have to have a contract with the state to conduct gaming on trust land. So we got to get the land into trust, but
got
then
it.
We also need to have this contract with the state that authorizes gaming. So we've signed that contract with Governor Newsom, but in order for it to become effective, it has to be ratified by the legislature, which means it's actually tied to a bill that has to be voted on by the Assembly and the Senate. And so before the Assembly and the Senate can vote on that compact, they have to pass these hearings. We've already had the Senate GO hearing, and tomorrow we'll have the Assembly hearing. And once those hearings are done, then any day we could have a vote on our compact.
Okay. Now, see, that makes a lot of sense to me. All right. So one of the things that, you know, and before in this segment that we've talked about those two things and you've clarified like details about, I could see that now. What more can we talk about this morning that you would like to share? Because the next segment we're going to talk about, the retreat, the things, the wonderful things that, where Redding Rancheria and all of the health, all of the things, Maria, I'm going to put that on you of where you guys all met, discussed where you've been, where you're going. And that's going to be a fantastic way to end the show. So Mike, this is whatever you want to bring up here in the next 7 minutes. That we can talk about, please go for it.
I just say don't believe everything you read on the internet right now. You know, it's one thing to oppose this casino relocation project because you're against the project, but unfortunately there's a lot of misinformation and flat out lies that are being spread on social media, whether it's related to this 30-year agreement, the environmental impact of this project, so I just caution that there's a lot of special interest groups out there right now that are spreading misinformation. As these environmental final reports come out, go look at it. You're going to see the science that's behind it. And the Redding Rancheria not only plays its part in the community and pays its fair share, it takes care of the land.
And that was a great, that was a great way to, I feel your heart.
Yeah, you know, it's been frustrating to be in on these negotiations. I'm glad we're done with the negotiations with the county. You know, it was a little disheartening to show up to so many meetings, never get any data, because it really never felt like we were negotiating in good faith. And so that's been frustrating. I'm glad we're beyond that. And
what keeps you motivated?
Well, you know, going back to, you know, I'm a member of a federally recognized tribe, and, you know, I think this is fighting the good fight. If you don't know the history of the Redding Rancheria and Treaty H and, you know, some of the atrocities that happened, you should read up on that, because that kind of drives some of the work that I'm doing present day for this great community.
I like that. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Again, you can go back into our archives and hear some really valuable detailed information brought to you through Mike Holloway, who is the tribal attorney. Great history behind him as well. Now, Maria, you guys all went on a retreat, and I've heard about this before. Usually, I thought in the past you went in October, but you guys went up. When I say you guys, who are you guys?
We have our budget kickoff every year, and we have about 30 of our directors and managers who are reporting to us as a team building of their successes, what they've done, from recovery dental.
Legal department.
Our legal department. Mm-hmm. Public relations. All of it. Health. Public works. I mean, to see what all of our departments do. And people don't realize when you come onto the Redding Rancheria, you see Wind River Resort and Casino. A lot of people ask me, so where's the tribe? Is that the tribe? No. Go past the tribe and you'll see this government admin building. And there we house, just like the county, just like the city, it's like our government hall. It houses public works, community services, cultural department, legal. It has everything that you possibly want. So people don't think of the Redding Ranch on that government level, but they are. And to hear what the government has as far as economic development, health, and where we're going and where we've been, and just the successes of a year, we were all just stoked. It brought on for a, you know, we carried that for 3 days, so we knew that we'd get more info every day. And then each day we'd go to dinner together. That way we can, you know, talk about things that we needed to talk about between departments. And then we did our wellness. What did you do on your wellness?
I got some golf lessons. We'll see if they pay off. But a really good pointer. My ball was flying straight during the lesson, but we'll see how that translates.
Did you play on the Mount? You guys were Mount Shasta. Mm-hmm. Did you play on the Mount Shasta? That.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, we did. That's where I got
the
lesson.
Been on it once, and I was, you know, I'm happy if I hit the ball. That's how I golf.
Yeah, they had stages of lessons.
Okay.
From beginner, intermediate, and professional, and I think you went big.
Intermediate.
Oh, intermediate. Okay.
Hey, still intermediate. Great.
Absolutely.
So when we come back, we're going to take an early break so we can finish this last segment. I want to talk about where if there was anything on this retreat that blew your mind, that maybe you learned something about, that within the own organization of, oh my God, I had no idea that we did that well, or we did, or that's happening, because everybody knows when you have a retreat, you come together, you have all these entities, and you're very busy in your own lane, even though you're public relations and you're trying to cover a lot of these things, sometimes you can't, there's only so many minutes in the day. Maybe you don't really know that this particular, what do you want to call it? Say you've got 20 tentacles, whatever this tentacle over here is doing, and this is where you come together, retreat, you hear in a room all the great, where you're going, what you need to do, what you need to accomplish, what has been accomplished, etc. So we're taking an early break on this, and make up on some of the sponsors I didn't cover this morning. Because I'm so enthralled. All right, so we'll be right back after these messages with Sue McLean at the helm as well as our producer. Thank you, Sue. We'll be right back.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Right. Welcome back. This is Linda Bott, Carl's on assignment. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sue, thank you so much. I know I've taken breaks at really weird times. I'm just kind of going with my own mojo today.
No worries. I'm just playing songs that remind me of what's happening. And I'm like, those champions, nothing is going to beat them.
I know. Don't you love it?
I absolutely love it. I'm a huge supporter. And I'm just so grateful. They give so much back to the community, and every year they put on the best parties ever, I have to admit. I've been to many. And once again, that's, you know, they give so much back to the community. So hats off. Love you guys. And thank you for all you do. So, and thank you for this, you know, hanging in. Yeah.
That's beautifully said, Sue. Thanks so much for that. And we were talking about this at the break because the Redding Rancheria, it's called the RRCF.
Redding Rancheria Community Fund.
Okay, and the Community Fund, tell us what that entails. What is the Community Fund?
So in 2002, we decided to partner with the Community Fund of the North State, what was Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and they house our grant. So they're able to do the history and gather anyone from Shasta and Trinity Counties, any 501c3 nonprofit group, to be able to solicit our funds. So they gather all that information, get it to our advisory board. Our advisory board has given over $4 million since 2002. And then we decided in 2004, how do we thank, you know, back then, how do we thank these people for soliciting our funds? Because we were like, come, you know, come and get a grant. And it kind of was, people didn't know. And then it just started pouring in. So every year we thought, let's celebrate with a dinner. We will celebrate those organizations who received funds the previous year. And then we're going to designate one award for $10,000 to them just because we saw that there was something special about the organization or they just needed a little bit more. So we've had organizations win since 2004. We've carried the 10,000, and then we are back in March of 2024 with the Reading Rancho Community Fund, and its theme is Barbie. But for you to get into any nonprofit in Shasta and Trinity County, for you to solicit the fund, I encourage you to go to the Community Fund of the North State. Talk to Megan Kahn. And if you go to www.shasta.org, she will be able to answer all of your questions. It is an easy two-page, if that, application. Come in, ask for, you know, we love to finish projects. We love to get equipment for bands and big things. So make sure you get your nonprofit in there. Once you're in there and you get a grant, then we're going to look at all of those people who received them, and we're going to celebrate you in March. And we're going to give out a $10,000 fun prize gift.
See, that's what it's about, you guys. We talk about it's always thematic, and you know, there's, you know, costumes and the tables, and so we, you know, Casey and I, we had we've had a table, and we really like to dress the table and all that other stuff, but let's not forget what it's about. And there's like, you can go online, and if I'm not mistaken, there's like even a brochure or something that comes out, and you look down the list and you'll say, oh, swing set for so-and-so school, or, you know, the little, the 250, the 500, the 1,000, the 2,500 that's in there, that those are the grants that if you are, again, it's a 501c?
501c3 or nonprofit, and it's from $500 to $10,000 grants.
Fantastic. And mm-hmm. then that night, one is selected for the biggie.
Yep.
And that's always, I mean, we've been there before, right, Sue, and we're crying, and it's so
yes.
great. Yeah.
How many times have you guys won the costume contest?
I think we had two. We always usually get pulled up, but I think we had 2 or 3 years that we won the table.
Nice.
The table of the, you know, mm-hmm. the costume for the table. So, yeah, that was fun. We've had Star Wars and mm-hmm. superheroes and, you know, so Barbie will be fun, very thematic. It still is number one at the box office, pulling in billions. Taylor Swift is the other one.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have Swift tonight.
There you go.
Maybe
there
our entertainment can pull
exactly.
in a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, and so that you guys just came back, and, you know, Mike, I know you have more words about what you feel about the leadership.
Well, yeah, just having the opportunity to work for such a great tribe, you know, that starts with tribal council, but, you know, day-to-day operations at the tribe, that's the executive team. That's Tracy Edwards, the CEO, Stacy Carmen, the COO, and Tamara Olson, the CFO. They've been working together for a long time, and that stability, you know, it's great to come to work and have that stability, you know, let alone we get the weekly retreat for budget kickoff. That's nice too, but I'd encourage anyone that's looking for employment to check out the jobs that are open at the Reading Rancheria. There's a lot of opportunities, and
nurses,
yeah,
we have everything you can possibly imagine. If you go to the Reading Rancheria website and you'll look under careers. Also, Wind River Resort and Casino has a career page, and you can go to the Reading Rancheria Economic Development Corporation for a career page. All is under the umbrella of the Reading Rancheria and those fabulous three women who give us all of the balance of life that we all need and appreciate. I know I've been here 29 years, and I would never think of going anywhere else. Because of them.
And I've watched you grow, and you've gotten your degree, and I've, you know, it's amazing to see you develop, I mean, in a beautiful way. I'm saying that friend to friend. You know, it's nice to see this flower keep blossoming. Let's talk a little, I didn't realize this, that you also have in your, like the beautiful new medical facility that we toured up in Weaverville, that the public can go to that. The
yes.
public is welcome to come. And you have another building that you're building again, and let's talk about dental.
So we're building A in Health Village right across the way with a beautiful bridge, equestrian drivable bridge. That Glenn, that was one of his, here we go, it's coming 2024 of groundbreaking. So we're all just looking at all these fly-throughs, and, you know, we're visuals, so we want to see what is going on. So that'll be exciting to have him come on and be able to
tell us about that. Right, mm-hmm. And I know that he's talked about that before, but currently I didn't realize that you also provided dental care in different areas in Reading.
Yes.
And we talked about two locations that were open to the public.
Yes, Liberty, so Tribal Health, which is open to any Native American, federally recognized, and Wintu. Also, all employees and all of everybody's households incorporated in that.
All right.
Free. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to go there, and they're the best doctors. I mean, you have just absolute dental, which is Dr. Gandhi, and he, from what I heard on his successes, he does go to Trinity to do some dental, and then they have at Liberty Dental and at Churn Creek Dental, to where we had to move a whole recovery department that's getting their own space too, so we can get more dental. And they have you can do just like you go to, you can get your x-rays done at Churn Creek, all of that. And that's open to anybody with Medi-Cal and Partnership Health. The urgent care is amazing on the weekends when, you know, you need to go somewhere. And they all partner together, and the doctors work so well together. Their nurses and their assistants and their, I mean, everybody. You walk into the front desk and it does not feel like it's a medical facility. Everybody's laughing and making light of what, you know, you may need to go in for, or a health checkup. And I know they help in our health journeys and with our wellness. And I appreciate the pharmacy. I appreciate everything. All about what the Reading Rancheria does. It's just amazing. And if you want more information about the Reading Rancheria, just go to the website. And if you need more information from that, just call the public relations department and we'll let you know.
What happened when you were in Mount Shasta at this retreat and you all got together to discuss what in your departments, what has transpired? You left with like glowing feelings about, wow, we've really had some success. What was a takeaway for you that you maybe had an aha that you really didn't know, or what was pleasantly surprised, or what an eye-opening moment for you? Did you have that in this particular year?
I always have that, and then I think I need more arms and more people to get to these places so I know that I can tell about everything that's going on. I think we're just expanding and growing. It's unbelievable. We got new docks and we just need more room. Even our admin building, I mean, we can't wait for more space.
Mm-hmm.
Our cultural department is needing space. You know, mm-hmm. their department is growing. They do all the cultural monitoring off-site, anything cultural on, you know, mm-hmm. on property. So there's just a ton of.
When is your State of the Tribe?
That'll be next year. So we'll report. The last one was 2019, 2020. So this will be 21-22.
All right. And that's next year.
Next year. Okay. And I will give a month.
We always love that event. And the most beautiful brochure talking about, you know, where you've been and all that. So that's always a nice.
Also, if you'd like to know more about the culture, October 6th through the 8th is the Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow. And we will be hosting it again with our friends from the Reading Rodeo.
Yes.
So we're super excited.
And you'll be
out
there on the grounds.
Yes.
Great. Great. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, October 6th through the 8th, the powwow. Any closing thoughts, or what are your closing thoughts, Mike?
Forward progress for the community. Looking forward to it and moving on.
Was this your first time that you went to the retreat?
No, it wasn't. I've been to about four or five.
All right.
You know, it's really nice to escape 108-degree temperatures.
What was your takeaway from the week-long
I have a general takeaway. So we got to hear these awesome presentations from various directors, but we had like music videos where providers did like voiceover and changed the lyrics to match their department. So the amount of creativity that I saw this year was amazing, and I need to step up my game. My PowerPoint was lacking.
Recovery did a Jeopardy.
Oh yeah, that was great.
That is the way to absorb the info. Okay. It was fantastic.
So just like these themes for the RRCF, mm-hmm. like the budget kickoff always has a theme, and mm-hmm. the directors put together a presentation based on that theme. And so it was like classic music videos or copying sitcoms. So there was like a Friends.
National Geographic.
Yeah, it was had lots of options this year.
Well, thank you for coming and clarifying. Again, people can go about what's happening with the agreement. And moving forward with no data, continue on with integrity, to move forward, to come on the air and discuss it. And I encourage those who are listening to go back into the archives at KCNR1460.com. You can hear the archives from this morning's show. The first half hour really, is definitely all about disagreement with breakdowns, including the second part of the second half with Mike Hollowell, who is the a tribal attorney with Shasta Redding Rancheria. I was going to say Shasta Regional Redding Rancheria. Just we're talking about all these
counties.
Thank you so much for joining us, Maria Roscoe. You guys, bless your day. Thanks so much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you, Linda.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta.